Yeah, so
Talk Radio.
So if y'all want to call in, please call in. The number is, what's AVT? It's AVAM TV. It's All Viral Access TV. Yeah, I'm live on two channels. Yeah, on Mike Larry 2018. So where I'm at, man. They fucking, where we at? Do you see this though? This is the thing that fucking trips me out. This is what trips me out. And dig on my number, Sue 316. How the fuck that this nigga get, he don't get no marks on him. He's not even shot. He's not killed. No nothing. No nothing. Look, nah, I'm going to have to play this shit. Because this is on, can I play on this channel? I want to play it. But the shit I was telling y'all, let me just pull it up a little bit. Let me pull it up. Hold on, man. Fuck that. I could be a little bit of risky on this channel. So I'm risk it. Let me unshare real quick. So I ain't going to get in trouble on this one. So I'm going to be a little risky tonight. All right. So first of all, let me click on that. Look, it says niggers in 14. What's today? The 14th, right? And I looked up some shit, right? I did the significance of 14. Let me just do that now. I got so many windows up that I'm going to have to share it again. I'll just read it. Y'all don't have to see it. It says the 14th, the number of days in a fortnight. Fuck that. But it says the 14th Amendment gave citizens, those of African descent in a post-Civil War reconstruction measure to aim and restoring the rights of slaves, da-da-da-da-da, right? And there was something else that I looked up. Let me go back. I'm just taking some, I just took a little bit out of what's going on here. Hold on. All right, and it was a movie called Saturday the 14th, right? And it's, let me go to where it, hold on. Sorry, everybody. Where we at? Blood Clot with me, food. It's a family that inherits an old mansion which houses the dangerous book of evil that has all the monsters of the world trapped inside it. A family inherits an old mansion which houses the dangerous book of evil and that has family trapped inside of it. And the dude that opens the book, it's a spoof movie, but there's some kind of significance that he turned evil and he let out and unleashes a whole bunch of evil by opening that book of evil. I don't know if that had anything to do, even though it's not in that quote-unquote manifesto, you know, but you just never know the inside thought of what was meaningful about him putting number 14 on the fucking gun. Yesterday was Friday the 13th, right? And just look up Saturday the 14th. So I was just trying to find some symbolism in him having that number 14 on that gun. And those are only two that I was able to find, and other stuff was just meaningless. So I just took whatever little significance out of the Saturday the 14th and the 14th Amendment. You know what I mean? Let's go. Where we at? Hold on. Where we at? It's here. Shorty taller than a mug. Come on, it's here. It's just a scroll down. No, that's, yes. Yeah, and they killed that 75-year-old white lady. Where we at, baby? Come on. It's coming, though. Did I skip it? This right here. This. This shit fucked me up, son. Fuck me up. Look what they did to the fucking dude, son. Look at that. He just went behind. They shot him up. He's putting his hands up. Them niggas are still still shooting him. He's hurting because he's shot. and he's still shooting this motherfucker. He ain't do nothing. Nah, I'm going to play it. Fuck it, man. I don't give a fuck. Look at this shit, man. He's in pain. He put it. Now, do you fucking see that, man? Do you see that? Do y'all see that shit? Right? But this piece of shit can fucking walk away scot-free, kill a whole bunch of motherfucking people. This motherfucker was scared to get shot. He stepped behind a goddamn refrigerator. They tear his ass up. You can tell you are an officer, right? You know what happens when you shoot somebody a couple of multiple times. They're going to be in pain. They ain't going to be able to sit still or lie still and put their fucking hands behind their back. They're going to be in excruciating fucking pain. And he still try to put his hands up, and they shoot him again, murder the motherfucker dude. He had a fitted cap in his fucking hand. A fitted hat. A fitted fucking hat. And they murder us with impunity. These niggas just wipe us out, but this nigga can do what he do when he do it and get away with this shit. That's white supremacy to the fullest, man. Where I'm at, I got so many fucking windows up. That's come on. Lil Wayne, you need to stop drinking because you're looking crazy right now. Fuck him at the moment. This is more serious. I don't know why I had to say all that, but I'm just in the moment. I don't give a fuck. Okay? Hold on. Keep going, man. Hold on. Hold on. Here we are. I ain't gonna do it. Come on, baby. So we're going to look at some of the news. All right, let's see this bullshit.
This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated
hate crime
from somebody outside of our community, outside of the city of Good Neighbors, as the mayor said, coming into our community and trying to inflict that evil upon us. I urge everyone to stay calm. And we are there to protect the citizens of Erie County and Buffalo. And we'll be out there along with the City of Buffalo Police Department. This was pure evil. Individual who, the mayor stated, is not from this area and is from hours away, drove to Buffalo, went to 1275 Jefferson Avenue to the Tops Market. He exited his vehicle. He was very heavily armed. He had tactical gear. He had a tactical helmet on. He had a camera that he was live streaming what he was doing. The individual exited his car and engaged four individuals. He shot four people in the parking lot. Three of those were deceased. One individual at this time is surviving the injury. The individual went inside. As I said, he's an 18-year-old white male, walked into the store and began engaging customers inside the store. One of the individuals inside the store is a security guard, a beloved security guard, who is a retired Buffalo police officer, a hero in our eyes, engaged the suspect, fired multiple shots, struck the suspect, but because he had heavily armed, armored plating on, that bullet had no round. The suspect engaged the individual who, the mayor stated, is not from this area and is from hours away, drove to the Buffalo, went to 1275.
Trying to find a location.
To the Tops Market. He exited.
I'm trying to find the exact location so we could go look at the area right now. So I'm trying to find that. Where they put it on here? But I'm looking for the address so we could go straight to the scene real quick.
Yes, sir. And he was ultimately shot and deceased at the scene. He continued
to
the store. Ultimately, he worked his way back towards the front of the store. Buffalo police immediately respond, engage a suspect in the vestibule of the store. And at that point, the suspect put the gun to his own neck. Buffalo police personnel, two patrol officers, talked the suspect into dropping the gun. He dropped the gun, took off some of his tactical gear, surrendered at that point, and he was led outside, put in a police car, and transported to Buffalo police headquarters. So as we said, a total of 13 people were shot today. 10 deceased at the scene and three sustained non-life-threatening injuries. It appears to be non-life-threatening injuries at that point. Four in total were store employees. One of those was the security guard who has worked at that location for a very long time. Many officers are on scene here, knew him quite well. And a retired officer, and he was ultimately shot and deceased at the scene. He continued to work his way through the store. He worked his way back towards the front of the store. Buffalo police immediately respond, engage a suspect in the vestibule.
And did not even shoot him.
And at that point, the suspect put the gun to his own neck. Buffalo police personnel, two patrol officers, talked the suspect into dropping the gun.
Do y'all remember the scene? Damn, I want to get on camera. Do y'all remember the scene in Higher Learning? Remember? Remember Higher Learning when the kid shot himself in the police sheriff was like, no. Y'all remember that scene? All that shit just coming to me right now. It seemed just like, don't kill yourself. No, don't do it. Why would you talk to him? What was the dude name inside of the fucking Walmart? They were saying he was running around with an AR-15, even though it was a toy gun or some crazy shit like that. They didn't give that nigga not even 2 seconds to put the gun down. They laid him down, right? Why? Let me relax, because my pressure is really going up, and I really don't need to do that at the moment. But it's so sickening, son. It's very sickening. The difference of caring about life. And when they see that dude, Peyton, they see themselves. They see them as a little boy. They see their nephew. They see one of theirs. If you love yourself, you're not going to hurt yourself. That's why it's so much self-hate between black people, because we hate ourselves. If I hate myself, if I hate my living situation, I hate you too, nigga. They know they low birth rate. Why you think they have the fucking Global 2030 now? They had Global 2000. Why you think they got the Georgia Guidestones? Why you think Bill Gates is talking about depopulation? But as I meant to say with Elon Musk, this world is not overpopulated. We are just a few drops in a bucket. This world is an abundance of land. They just got us cooped in these little cities, in these little countries. And it's a lot of space, a lot of land. So if they have control of the perception of thought by using mediums, curriculums, so forth and so on, they can control your perception. You will actually think according to how they want you to think. Well, there's a lot of people. No, because you cooped up in New York City. If you've been in New York City, in all these major cities, you would really think it's fucking crowded damn near everywhere. This is it's overpopulated. This guy was playing it in on Discord and no one said a thing. Yeah, and I heard it on Twitch too. And they be monitoring this stuff. They be letting this shit happen. I want to take some phone calls. I would like to know what your thoughts are. Let me put the number in. Damn, man. If y'all, listen, man, y'all know I do this. If y'all would like to donate, y'all ain't show no love last night, man. Not even 50 cent. That's crazy. But if y'all would like to show love and donate to the platform, man, please do. All right? 527-6193. Yeah, so that's the number, man. I would like to know y'all thoughts on this, because this shit is serious, huh? This shit is serious. I would definitely like to know your thoughts on this, man.
He dropped the gun, took off some of his tactical gear, surrendered at that point, and he was led outside, put in a police car, and transported to Buffalo Police Headquarters. So as we said, a total of 13 people were shot today, 10 deceased at the scene, and 3 sustained non-life-threatening injuries. It appears to be non-life-threatening injuries at that point. Four in total were store employees.
Crazy, man. And there was another shooting right here after this Milwaukee Bucks game. We have to understand something. This world needs a distraction. They have to have organized chaos. They have to have a destruction. They have to have something. There's something else being planned behind the scenes that we don't know about. We have to take our minds off the shit. That's why we have to be bombarded with shit like this. This is homegrown terrorism. Homegrown. Oh damn it! That, you know what's crazy? I'm just seeing this motherfucker said homegrown. This shit just came to mind. I wasn't even looking at the chat, at the comments. That's right. God damn it, me and this motherfucker thinking like it's homegrown terrorism, son. Homegrown. Homegrown. And this is the shit that we have to watch out for. We up here killing ourselves. Don't even know these motherfuckers is planning, gripping up tactical gear, bulletproof vests for their chest, neck, legs, calf muscles, feet, neck, and face, motherfucker. They coming to kill. That first shot with that lady when he got out the car, that first shot, that was, man. That first shot was crazy. That first shot was really crazy. Took her out immediately. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't no joke. That shit is definitely no video game. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on, everybody. All right, sorry about that. Yeah, I live here, and some is definitely sus about the shooting last night. What are you talking about? Can you call in and let me know, please? What are you talking about? 319? Is somebody going to call in? What's poppin'? Is somebody going to break the ice? What's up? Yes, somebody talk to me now. You know, make sure you hit the like button as well. Make sure you subscribe to this channel, too, please. All right? If you would like to donate as well, please show some love to the platform. The Real iSpy, what you mean? You want to call in? Let me know your thoughts, yo. Word up. Definitely let me know what you're talking about, all right? If you give up everything, your name, heritage, tribe, religion, then do not accept that others will give up you all and treat you without value. I'm at work. I'm in Milwaukee. Oh, wow. So, okay. Something was very suspect about that. Yeah, like I said, man, organized chaos, man. They probably just organized that. All of this shit, all of this has a reason, man. It's a reason behind this, man. And I swear, there's something else going on that we really don't know nothing about, man. Really don't know nothing about. Let me see. It was located in Southern T region. The Associated Press, Gunner's identity law enforcement says he included his name in the manifesto. The manifesto clues are for chain. I'm reading this other article, but he's literally looking at all of these whites. How is it, right? How is it when, let me just keep the picture on this dude right here. All of these alt-right groups, Dylan Roth, whoever the fuck, all of them have been looking at these alt-right groups, these white supremacist groups, man. And been basically carrying out domestic terroristic acts, literally killing people. This is dangerous. And the Alphabet Boys, all of them know these things. And a lot of them know it beforehand. So just say after this guy, we're just going to use Payton as an example. They know what sites that he's looking at. They know what white supremacist groups that he look up to or aspire by, right? How is it that they are not focusing on them? And I'm talking about the Alphabet Boys. I mean, we know the answer why. This is a rhetorical question. Why? They are not looking deeper into what they're doing because they are influencing people to go out and carry out missions like that. And it'd be predominantly black people be at the end of this shit, at the tail end of this shit. And they don't bring them to justice for murder, conspiracy, RICO, murder, mass murder, terrorism, domestic terrorism, and they monitor these motherfuckers. And we think it's a game, and all we do is looking at each other. They already know. Let me take this call, man. We got 775 in the building. I don't know what area code is that, but what's your thoughts, family?
Yeah, I'm calling from actually Nevada, Pahrump. I was the one that posted saying that the we found out that the guy was on Discord, you know, and he was already writing this stuff up and trying to get other people to, you know, rally to his call. My concern was, you know, no one not turning him in, but also he plans this just at his 18th age, you know. There had to be signs, you know, if he had parents, you know, and stuff like this. I mean, it's like this doesn't just, you know, pop up in just one day. Either this guy's on Twitch and he's saying this all the time, or he's at his home with his parents doing this all the time. I'm just
Absolutely.
Curious what you thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also found out he's on Steam too, by the way. He's got a Steam account, which makes sense because he's a Twitch streamer. You know, there are video games and that, but it's crazy because I didn't want to believe the media first when I first saw this come out, you know, so I just went online and started to find this guy. I found his first name, and then, you know, some people have the video, some people are hiding the video. The media won't show the video. And I understand it's horrific, you know, but it's like nobody stopped this guy, even as young as ages, when he had probably issues.
Do you think that the FBI already knew this was coming?
They had to, because they monitor. I mean, we know Discord and Facebook are monitored, usually by the FBI.
Right.
And normally these websites won't kick somebody off unless they reach a certain or they preach a certain thing or something. But he has to, a lot of the news agency is saying he was doing this on Discord. He started on Discord, and I guess he bought all his gear and the helmet cam and everything, and then he decided to stream it on Twitch. I'd actually be curious to find out what he streamed on Twitch before this, to see what if he's, you know, went a few steps in the past doing some crazy stuff, you know.
Right. Now let me ask you a question real quick before I let you go. Are you Caucasian? Okay. So what is your thoughts about this domestic terrorist act?
Oh, I'm for sure this is a domestic terrorist act, but it's also because he on his website he's put in that he's foremost anti-Semite and a super racist. So it's more than just they're going to give him life. I mean, you can't tack on any more criminality. New York doesn't have a death sentence, so he's going to live forever, but he's going to be in there forever, no parole. But obviously his mindset, it was a hate crime. But, you know, like the FBI was saying in a lot of the reports, they're saying, well, this will give him the maximum time in jail. But this guy was nuts already, like he planned it. He knew what he was going on. He had to have been there before. He had to know who goes in and out of the stores. And he preaches some of this stuff too. If you've seen his, like you showed on his manifesto, I mean, it's not a coincidence that he ended up there, you know?
Right. So but I don't want this to, whereas they're going to say that he's going to claim temporary insanity or insanity period. You understand?
Well, no, you saw what he wore, right? I mean, he planned this thing, right? I mean, he made sure that if somebody shot at him, he wasn't going to get hurt.
Right.
I mean, and the same person would just go in there and wouldn't give a damn and wouldn't surrender usually.
Why do you think, now I'm not trying to make you think like how I think. Now, if that person was a person of color, do you think they would have let him walk, you know, get detained, or do you think they would have left him where he stood?
I think they would have called in SWAT and shot. I don't understand why they did this, and even my father doesn't understand why they did this, why they took him in alive, because now we got to take care of him like a little fucking baby, you know? Sorry about the language, but but now they got to take care of him like a child, you know? But you're right. I think if the tables were turned, I mean, depending on who the shooter was, I think they would have. But, see, he was wearing – now, if the guy was a black person wearing all the body armor, I mean, shooting him wouldn't do a damn thing either. I mean – but they got him to take all his stuff off. I believe that's what they did first. They had him surrender and go, remove all your stuff. I shoot him then.
Yeah.
And I don't care what color he is.
Right, right. It don't matter what color you are. If you do something like that, you deserve to be executed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nuts. And like I said, there has to be a paper trail. And you don't just wake up one day and say, I'm just going to stream myself. You've had these. We've obviously seen that he had a manifesto, yes. But was he posting this stuff prior online and doing? Were there steps to where the FBI and people saw him doing this? And why wasn't he kicked off of Discord when he started, you know, trying to gain support?
Well, evidently somebody wants this to happen. So that's pretty much what it is, and we all just have to understand there is a difference between there's a color line, there's a difference of treatment when it comes to black and white people. That's just what it is, and it just, you know, maybe not you, I don't know how you was brung up, but the majority of white people is really racist. That's they think race first.
Yeah, I mean, when I was brought, I'll tell you, when I was young, there were no black people when I was a little kid in my town. It was all white. And I didn't have any thoughts of, you know, because the first black girl came to our school, I remember when I was a child, I didn't have any bad thoughts or didn't care. But you're right. I mean, a lot of the other students would pick on her, because, and maybe either it's because they're racist or they're ignorant. And as an adult today, and I think about it, I think it's because they're ignorant. But as a child, you don't think about that stuff, you know. I mean, it's hard to say that. But I was raised basically, you know, like I said, there was no color, no Hispanic people around. It was basically Arizona, you know.
But were you taught to hate?
No, I was never taught to be rude to anyone. I just taught to show kindness always, you know, and it'll be returned to you. Just respect was normally the thing that was taught.
All right, well, salute to your parents, but go ahead.
But, you know, like stuff like this, man, it grabs at you, man. I just don't understand it. It had to be. Somebody had to have known this, and it's another one, and they're going to make the claim, well, this guy just jumped under the radar. No, he didn't just jump under the radar. That stuff that he had on cost a lot of money. He has money. This guy's – he must be doing things prior to this.
Yeah. He was –
I mean, he was prepared to have war.
Was he ex-military or – I think I heard something like he was – police or something? I'm not sure. Maybe I got to mix it with something else. But somebody got tactical fucking shit.
Yeah, I saw tactical helmets, okay, which can take a rifle shot. I saw the chest plating, and I saw the leg plate plating. His Kevlar vest is lined with thin plating. I mean, he can probably take a .44 Magnum.
Right. He was definitely well protected, and like I said earlier, he was sent. This shit was this was planning. How the fuck? Because it seemed like they look for quote unquote black extremists. They call black men who speaks about being harmed by white supremacy in all fashions. They become the national threat. But there's people.
Yeah, when I log into your YouTube.
Hold on. But it's people that look just like them, like this dude Peyton, talk about what they're gonna do, and they carry the shit out, and they don't even they just label them as a mass shooter. What about a terrorist, a domestic terrorist? What about who inspired him? Where he get that thought process from? All these alt-right white supremacist groups. Why are they not watching them? They are watching them. They are protecting them.
Yeah, he signed up for STEAM, which is we all know is just basically buying video games. He also has his Discord, and also we all know his Twitter or his Twitch. So, I mean, one of these three things, he's had to make comments, you know, in there, and he's done it in the Discord, at least, as far as most of the media is claiming that he was setting it up there, and then he went live on his Twitch. I'm like, well, right there, they should have just, you know, dropped the hammer and went out looking for him or doing something.
Yeah, because there's trigger words that they may type or may say get sent into their algorithm or that they, you know what I'm saying? To whereas certain keywords.
So you're saying it may not have triggered it then, huh?
I don't know. Maybe not.
He was careful.
Day,
yeah, he was careful to dress up pretty strong, so maybe he was careful in his wording. You know, a lot of people do that online. I just, and it's like I said, I logged in earlier into your YouTube. I caught you about 24 minutes late, and I saw that shooting of that gentleman in behind that refrigerator. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell am I watching? You know, I go, and the guy has his hands up.
I watched.
That's like
so
an execution. I was like, I'm watching somebody
cried.
Be executed.
I cried when I seen that. No other video.
What's
ever
the gentleman?
His name is.
What was the gentleman's name? Did he survive?
He's dead, family. He's dead. He ain't survived that shit. He's gone. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, in conclusion, what's your last thoughts on this?
I was just wanted to call in. I was in your chat using my wife's thing. You know, you probably saw it was Lisa's name in there, and I just mentioned I was doing some investigation on the guy because, you know, like I said, I don't kind of like trust the media when they want to do an investigation. So I went on the internet, looked up who, you know, where he's been hanging out at most of the time, and it's those three websites, and obviously videotaping his executions on Twitch. You know, but. I want to go back and find out if this guy's done it more.
So you're saying the full video of the murder is on Twitch?
It was. It lasted for about 3 minutes, and I heard Twitch shut it down and made just a simple, basic comment saying, "Oh, he just violated our simple TOS, you know, violation." And I thought to myself, he did more than just violated it.
Yeah,
I was like, that's
right.
Obnoxious. I go, and some people, I think 4chan may have copied it. I mean, I know there's a couple websites out there that probably copied the whole video. But
yeah.
I think it's like, I don't even want to see it. I mean, because he's like, you just showed up to the point where your guy drives up and he's got his gun out. And there's some nice lady within about 10 feet of her. And I go, I'm thinking, oh, I know what he's going to do.
Yeah, and that first shot, yeah, that was crazy, man. But hey, man, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. I mean, thanks for listening and continuing the show. I'll be listening.
All right, thank you. Peace.
Thank you.
All right, man. Again, y'all, what's up? Would y'all like to donate to the platform? Would y'all like to show some love to the platform? That would be greatly appreciated. And I hope that's not going to kill some of y'all, but. I don't know what the hell, but let's keep it trucking. So somebody in the chat said, look up 14 words. So 14 words, it says, 14 words is a reference to the most popular white supremacist slogan in the world. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. The slogan was coined by David Lane, a member of the white supremacist terrorist group known as The Order. Lane died in prison in 2007. The term reflects the primary white supremacist worldview in the late 20th and early 21st centuries, that unless immediate action is taken, the white race is doomed to extinction by an alleged rise tide of color, purportedly controlled and manipulated by Jews. Because of its widespread popularity, white supremacists reference the slogan constantly in its full form as well as in abbreviated versions such as 14 words, 14 words, or simply the number 14. At the end of the day, now you know the significance of 14 and why he did it on Saturday the 14th. So there was a symbolic mission that he was on, okay? And y'all get your likes up too. Y'all not showing no love to the platform even yesterday and today. I don't know what's up with y'all, but at least can you hit the like button? Is the like button going to kill you? Y'all hit the like button. Show some love, y'all. If evidently you're kind of entertained because you're still here. If you're not, get the hell up out of here now. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know? But anyway, man, if anybody else want to call, okay, we got somebody right here, 985 area code. Peace. Thank you for calling in. What up?
Hey, this is Trouble Woman.
Can I talk to you today? Put the can of Mad Dog down now. Now go ahead and talk.
But, you know, these white folks is getting out of hand. Because I just wanted to ask you, did you see the video where the white boy, the little 9-year-old white boy came up there with the whip to the black folks' house?
Yeah, I seen it. Yep.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, I was going to ask you, what would you would have did?
What, if that would have happened?
To you. What would you
would have
did?
I would have, in this day and time, I would have definitely took precaution like the black person did, because at the end of the day, you have to watch, in this day and time, you really have to watch your anger. You really have to watch your impulse. And I definitely have bad impulse. So in that situation, I would have went to that man's door. I think I would have did exactly what that man did. The man came to the door with a gun. He was scared. He damn near would have shot himself and his kids. But at the end of the day, you have to understand the difference between your actions and who's going to really be at fault here. And I think, to be honest, that I'm glad it was him instead of me. Maybe it would have went way worse for me or for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So how the mother and father reacted was the best way. I would say that they did great by doing what was right. I really think so. So what they did was right. Because at the end of the day, when it's black and white, regardless, the father was arrested. But if there wasn't no evidence of that confrontation, if it wasn't videoed with him talking to the father and things of that nature, it probably would have went a little bit different. So it was good that you control your anger in circumstances like that, because it doesn't matter. You're going to always be looked at as the aggressor. So I commend them for doing it the right way.
Now, let me tell you what I would have did. It wouldn't have went that way. I would have whooped his ass. I'm just going to keep it one.
I
would have whooped his ass, because, you know, you running up in there. Because another question I want to ask you, Brother Mike, do you think the school and the police is going to do anything?
Wait, say that one more time.
Do you think the school and the police is going to do anything?
What, you talking about the situation with that little kid?
Yes.
I don't know. I just know little Billy needs his ass.
No, they're not going to do nothing. Because if you looked at the video, you know, he told the man, told the white dude, told the police. He went up in there and, you know, he vandalized their car. And
I forgot they trashed the car. And the cop was like, there's nothing they can do. He's a 9-year-old dude. He have mental problems, and that is going to be a civil problem, and it's going to cost him more to take him to court than, you know, to get a repair. So
he went over there to the daddy. He was like saying, you know, do you know your son vandalized my car? And he said, no, the police ain't told him nothing. And then, not only that, they have been having ongoing problems with this little boy right here. So the school ain't did shit. So
listen,
if he would have ran up on my porch and knocked on the thing right there, the only evidence that they had was them. And I would have jerked his ass up in my house and whooped his ass and sent his ass on back on home. You understand what I'm saying? And everything
right.
like that. And had my dad
now,
ready for that motherfucking daddy.
Now,
because
look,
I didn't have too many ongoing problems with that little boy.
I feel you. And at the end of the day, we just have to be very careful on how we react to things. And again, I agree with you. And again, I'm looking at it from another perspective. But if I was in that predicament, I probably would have went off. So, but at the end
yeah.
of the day, it is best in a situation like that. We're not going to win at the end of the day. We're gonna have satisfaction by reacting in that way. We're going to get that satisfaction. Like, yeah, I whipped his ass, but now you're in jail now. Now you want to get more time because you're black and you hurt a little white kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then or the daddy came and fucking killed you and waited for you to go to work and fucking killed your ass. He could have got off by protecting his own fucking child. At the end of the day, in this world of colorism, you are going to always, we're going to always lose. So it's always wise to correct and monitor our own temperament. That's all. So, look, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But we got to be mindful, yo. But anyway, man, anything else, love?
Yeah, I hear you. But in a minute, I'm about to bless the platform. In a minute. Give me a second.
You about to what?
I'm about to bless the platform.
Oh, you about to donate?
Yeah, I'm about to donate in a minute.
You would be the first one in 2 days. I don't know what's up with these niggas, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Yeah, man, these niggas be acting like this shit ain't work. But it's all good. I appreciate
yeah.
you. Thank you very much, love.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Peace.
Goodbye.
All right, up. Definitely appreciate you in advance, sweetheart. So let me put that link right in there for you. There go the link. But nah, man, this shit is real, man. This shit is real. Listen, man, and I know there's some other white people in here. Y'all call in, too. And matter of fact, donate to the fucking platform. Hold on, where that white caller that just called? If you feel that you was never brought up looking at the color barrier, hit that goddamn Cash App and donate to the cause, goddammit. Okay, Billy? Now, Voices of Reason said facts. If you pull that thing out, you better use it. Don't let me find out you're scared to use the tool. I hear that Voice of Reason. Let me see who else in there. Keep your shit close by. Absolutely, man. They still trying to understand how he walked out without a scratch if he wasn't threat. Yeah, man, I don't get it. I don't get it. Let me go to Google Maps because I did the street view on maps. And you can't go inside the parking lot. So let me go to Google Maps. We're gonna go right to the actual spot. Let me get that address again. Where we at? All right, let me go to Google Maps. Google Earth, excuse me. I remember I used to do the Google Earth joint. Come on, blood clot. Google. Who remember Google in 1999? Who remember Google in 1999? Y'all motherfuckers probably didn't have a computer in it. Who remember having using Google as a search engine instead of AOL? What was the other search engine? Man, I was messing with Google since 2009, man. MapQuest. I had that shit. Let me go to Google Earth. All right, let me share my screen. All right, if that was you, Lillian, thank you, man. All right? I ain't complaining, goddammit. All right? Man, let me give this nigga a little $5. Get you a 4 Lucy and a quarter water. Plainly though. Let me share my screen. Yeah, Internet Explorer. Juno? Oh, shit. I remember that irritating ass sound with the AOL. Oh, my God. We used to hate that shit. Okay? I was using Ask Jeeves. I ain't that hot shit. Ask Johnson, what's up, love? Let me share my screen, man. The waterfront, what is that? All right, there we go. Yeah, man, you can't zoom in no more than that. But I wish I knew, like, some of the callers, I'm pretty sure, like, the witnesses that was there is very traumatized at the moment, so I know none of them even want to speak, you know what I'm saying? But, that was really crazy, man. That was really fucked up. And let me see something else on this Facebook thing. Let's see.
We've seen the effects, particularly the act of live streaming this. The fact that that could even be hosted on a platform is absolutely shocking. We need to find them.
A lot of open space for someone with a rifle. Couldn't use that phone and internet. Old Netscape dollar. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, Ash, no homework. I see you, baby girl. That's what's up. I mean, anybody else want to call in, man? Let me know, man, because we about to, about to close this one out, man. Let's go through a couple of videos real quick. Yo, they want some money for a new album.
And I'm Tabitha. And I'm Levon. And we are her clothes. And we need your support for the second album, Big Time. But for those who don't really know us, we're 90s. We're that keep sweat, roots, cut, soap, get up on it,
mm-hmm. And we are not just the background singers. Let's get that straight real quick, okay? There's a lot more that comes with cut, soap, you guys know.
They got some good songs. I like the way you please me. That's nice. What's the other one? Hold on. Feel it, want it. They looking good. Mommy a little short, chunky right now. What's the other one?
Hold it. I like the way you, the way you be, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm a
thief. Hey, what the fuck is going on? But they want to come back out. Y'all bitches better go on tour or something and call Keith Sweat, see if y'all can get on the goddamn show or something. Open up in the parking lot, you know what I'm saying, in front of the stadium or some shit before, you know what I'm saying? To do something. Anyway, let me just go through a little bit of this. You know what? Nah. You know, I think this would be all for me, man. Y'all definitely need to go check out Kendrick Lamar's album. Shit is fire. Yeah, I know y'all remember this. See, this is old school, baby, with the super bass. Y'all don't know nothing about this, man. This was the shit. The Walkmans and all that. Man, fuck an iPod. All right? You know what I mean? Anyway, look at this, man. I don't know how true this is, but this is crazy. If this is true, I never looked it up. 5-year-old was shot 9 times because he was going to snitch. Witness say, you fucking kidding me, son? I really don't know how true this story is, but that shit crazy. Thanks for the talk, Mike. I will subscribe and like. Time to make dinner from Steve and Lisa. Thank you, Steve and Lisa. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all eat good. Put some extra gravy, extra salt and pepper on there for me too, goddammit. And all that good shit, man. All right? Y'all have a blessed one. Thank y'all for tuning in. all that. Everybody, thank y'all for tuning in, man. Just have to look. We have to understand that we there's a lot against us. We are killing ourselves. There's people who want to kill us. It's this shit is crazy, man. We have to love each other more, man. Because regardless of what we do, there's always somebody who definitely want us to see us fall. There's more I can say, but I like the way you said distractions are real. All of this can be organized chaos, organized terror. You know what I'm saying?